This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use a follow-up template. Patient last name is Johnson, J-O-H, N as in Nancy, S as in Sally, O, N as in Nancy. First name is Ninga, N-Z-I-N-G-H-A. Date of birth is December 20, 1994. Date of service is May 24, 2022. Referring provider is Allison Tavrisian, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, space, T-E-V-R-I-Z-I-A-N, M-D. Next line, 5924 Stone Ridge Drive, S-T-O-N-E-R-I-D-G-E, Drive, number 207, Next Pleasanton, California, 94588. Chief complaint, yearly follow-up. Subjective, this is a 27-year-old African-American female with history of chronic skin sensitivity with hives due to sun exposure, who is here for a telephone follow-up due to COVID-19 social distancing period. She follows up with her allergy/immunologist several times a year, and with me every year for autoimmune survey period. Next paragraph, overall, comma, she's doing reasonably well with her skin while she takes Zyrtec and hydralazine as needed period. She has gone off of Plaquenil and seems to be doing well, period. She may resume it soon, period. Next paragraph, she noticed that she feels more swollen in her skin when the weather and the temperature is hot, period. She wears sunscreen from Canada regularly and wear hat to protect her scalp, period. Past medical history, polymorphic light eruption, current medication, Zyrtec, and next, hydralazine PRN. Review of system per template. Please change the joints to no joint complaint. Objective. Please just say general patient is alert and oriented. Diagnostic data dated March 16, 2022, her sed rate is 11, CBC is normal, iron is 48, vitamin B12 is normal, folate is normal, C3, C4 are normal, C-reactive protein is 2.1, which is normal, ANA is negative. Next line, dated January 3rd, 2022, her CMP is normal, CBC is normal, sed rate is 11, her serum iron is normal, vitamin B12 and folate is normal, C3 and C4 are normal, C-reactive protein is 4.2, which is normal, ANA is negative, rheumatoid factor is negative, dsDNA is negative, ENA panels are negative, period. Impression number one, history of skin sensitivity with polymorphic light eruption, followed by allergist and immunologist, period. Currently taking antihistamine to control her skin issues, period. Next, recommendation number one, I do not see any signs and symptoms to suggest systemic lupus at this time period. However, because of her skin issues, I had suggested to continue with a sun avoidance, which can also be a trigger for many lupus patients, period. However, I had assured the patient that She remains negative in ANA is very reassuring that she is not developing systemic lupus period. Next, she will follow up with me in 1 year, and I would mail her the next blood test she would do before the next appointment period. She would call my office to schedule 1 year follow-up when the time is closer period. This is the annotation.